Yes, recently I had a question posed to me. The question was, is it okay to pray in a group or public? How would you answer this question? What does Christ's example show about the subject? We will look at some examples Christ set for us about praying in groups or public and alone. First, let's see. Christ, we should pray both in public and alone. For point number one, Christ is praying in groups. He prayed in groups. If you will, please turn with me to Matthew 14. Matthew 14 and verse 19. In Matthew 14 and verse 19 it says, And he commanded the multitudes to sit down on the grass, and he took the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, and looking up to heaven, he blessed and broke and gave the loaves to the disciples, and the disciples gave to the multitudes. So here we have an example of Christ praying in front of the multitudes where he performed the miracle of feeding the 5,000. Also, if you will, in Luke 9:28 is another example. In Luke 9. Luke 9 and verse 28. Here is in I think this is 9:28. Let's see here. Now it came to pass about 8 days after these sayings that he took Peter, John, and James and went up on the mountain to pray. And as he prayed, the appearance of his face was altered, and his robe became white and glistening. So here we see that Jesus prayed with a group of people during the Transfiguration. Point number two, Christ prayed in solitude or alone. If you will please turn with me to Matthew 14, Matthew 14:23. This is right after he fed the 5,000. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. Another example of Christ praying in praying alone is in Luke 6, verse 12. Will you please turn with me to Luke 6? Luke 6 and verse 12. Now it came to pass in those days that he went up on the mountain to pray, and continued all night in prayer to God. And when it was day, he called his disciples to himself, and from then he chose 12, whom he named apostles. So here we see also he prayed alone when he was choosing the apostles. Point number three, have the right attitude in prayer. If you will, in James 4:3, in James 4 and verse 3, it says, You ask and do not receive because you ask amiss, that you may spend it on your pleasures. So here we see attitude is an important part also in prayer. And in Matthew 6 here, it ties it together a little more. And if you will, Matthew 6, verse 5 and 6. Matthew 6, verse 5, it says, "And when you pray, you shall not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the corners of the streets, that they may be seen by men. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward. But you, when you pray, go into your room, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in the secret place. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly." So here we see part of the reason why they were to pray in secret was so they'd have it was part of their attitude was in there. So in conclusion, Christ prayed in groups and in alone at different times. And we need to have the right attitude in our prayer. As Christ's example shows, we should be praying both alone and in groups or public at the appropriate times and with the right attitude.